This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
Here on the Brekkie Show, 98.9 Murray Country. Now, it's that time of the morning when we like to speak to people. We've pushed back a little bit, Tariana, to 8.30 because, you know, people don't like to get up too early in the morning.
They seem to resist it. Let's just say that.
I know this man's a morning person. He's a good guy. He's a part of a great non-profit organisation. It's the CEO of Livin', Casey Lyons. Good morning to you, brother.
Good morning, all. Mate, I don't have the choice about waking up early now with two kids.
Yeah, you do. That's right.
We'll start calling you at 6.30 on the dot then.
Oh, I don't think sleep's a thing anymore.
No, it isn't, mate. It isn't. It's enjoyable being a parent, but it's hard being a parent.
Exactly.
For those who may not know or aren't aware of Livin', can you give us a brief little overview of what the organisation does?
Well, Livin started in 2013 after we lost a great man by the name of Dwayne Lally to suicide. Dwayne lived with depression and bipolar for a number of years, and the stigma associated kept him quiet and prevented him from accessing support. So after his tragic passing, we were confronted by the shocking statistics, and we knew we had to do something. And now we're on a mission to break the stigma because it ain't weak to speak, and you know, we just want people to feel comfortable in speaking up and accessing support, you know, whether that be peer support or professional support.
Now, Case, like you said, you've been doing this for a while now. You've got the hang of this, and last week was a show of how much support this organisation has, and you know how much support of breaking the stigma of mental health is. You had a pretty big day given for Livin' last Thursday, the 14th of October. How much money did you raise?
Well, we're currently sitting just over $300,000 through the support of, you know, our wonderful donors and corporate partners.
That's amazing. Did you ever think, I know when you first, you know, started this case, and we've spoken before about this, it wasn't always about, you know, just, you know, making the money, but it's always about, you know, making sure that, you know, we are trying to break the stigma of mental health. Did you think that you would just get as much traction and try to, you know, how much help you've had over the years? Did you ever think you'd get to here?
When you start out, you've got great ambitions and you want it to be, you know, you want it to be as big as Apple, so to say. But looking back, no, I never in our wildest dreams did we think that it'll get to this. But I suppose it's just a reflection of how big of a problem this is in society.
Yeah, I mean, if you had no support, then obviously it just wouldn't be a problem anymore, which in a way I think would be great. That's the ideal, right?
Yeah,
that it's not an issue that you have to be doing this. But it's absolutely amazing that we've got people in our community like yourselves that are really stepping up and speaking out and encouraging people, especially during this time, I think.
Well, it's just sad that the suicide is a leading cause of death between the ages of 15 and 44, and one in four people will live with a diagnosable mental illness in any given year. So chances are you yourself or someone you know have experienced this, and that's why we receive such amazing support. But, yeah, in a perfect world, I wouldn't have a job. I'd be back on the tools pretending to be a carpenter.
Yeah, I don't even remember you being like that, so... Not a hard.
That's right. It's like when Gerard says he used to be a chippy. I can't imagine that.
Yeah, I was only a chippy for 12 months, but we won't talk about that. I shot myself in the hand twice, Case, when I was doing that. So I tried to stick to rugby league.
Don't worry, we've all done that
over the years, brother. What do you find is that has changed? And I suppose in the way you approach this, what's the best way you've been able to help people?
I suppose just starting that conversation, giving people the opportunity to open up and feel comfortable in reaching out for help. It's, you know, we deliver our Livin' Well mental health stigma reduction program into schools, businesses, sporting clubs right around the country. All money raised goes into delivering that program into schools free of charge, and just delivering that program and seeing people's, you know, eyes light up throughout the program. Yes, it can be quite sad, but I suppose we create a little bit of hope in their lives and we take that burden off of their shoulders.
Now, when you started this back in 13, has there been a drastic change at all, or have we gone up? Have we gone down? What's the numbers?
The numbers are fairly steady, as in there's no real ups or downs.
Yep.
Apparently, the numbers so far are saying that last year we actually had a reduction in suicides, which is promising. It's fairly constant, though. But one good thing through the power of social media, I suppose, is people are being a little bit more open in regards to talking about their mental illness or mental health or even suicidality, which is great.
And what for you, do you reckon, some tips for, you know, people that are listening right now, case that, you know, you could help them to, you know, to stepping away from, you know, that thought process?
That's a hard one. There is support around you. It's completely different for every single person, but there is support around you. I think Jay-Z once said in a song, "You can't heal what you don't reveal."
Yep.
Speaking up is so important. Yes, it can be very, very hard, and often it's that first step that is the hardest, but it is worth it. There are people in your life that care about you, or there are professionals in your network that can help you and that can get you back on track to living a healthy and happy life. But you've got to be willing to reach out and ask for help. Put your hand up and ask for help.
Yeah, yeah. I think, look, mate, we all know, and, you know, as you know, this non-profit organisation grows, it's amazing to see what you guys are doing to make sure that, you know, we're breaking the stigma of mental health. And I know that, you know, for you, it's very close to your heart as well. And, yeah, to be able to see you, you know, grow and help people it's definitely a breath of fresh air, brother.
Oh, thank you very much. I don't think we'd be, you know, where we are today without the support of people such as yourself or the people that support us. And people often ask what my favourite part of the job is, like last weekend's fundraiser. The money was a bonus, but it's just, you know, the volunteers, the community, the people that help us along this journey, that's what makes this all the better, all the more better.
Yeah. Well, Case, look, we appreciate you, the work you do there for living, and honestly coming on to have a chat about the organisation this morning, and especially all the hard work you do in the community about breaking the stigma of mental health. We really appreciate it, mate, and we hope that you know, those donations keep going up and up, so it can go to some people that need it.
Well, thank you very much.
No problem, brother. You have a good day, and Be a good father, mate. You look after yourself, and we'll
get some sleep,
and we'll talk to you very, very soon.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.